This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're creeping up on another round of high school graduations in a month or so, and then, for millions of 17- and 18-year-olds, either the best or most stressful 4 years of their lives, college. And yes, you go to college for book knowledge and how to function as an adult human being, but according to education writer Jeffrey Salingo, maybe the most valuable skill students need to get a job after college might not be found on campus anymore. His new book on the topic is called There Is Life After College. Jeffrey, thanks for coming on.
It's good to be here.
Okay, wait, there is life after college?
Believe it or not, there is.
It's different now, though, right? That's the name of the game, and that's the thrust of this book.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, when I graduated from college 20 years ago, if you had a bachelor's degree, you were golden. Mm-hmm. You got a job. And today now, a bachelor's degree, while it's still a strong signal of job readiness, there are plenty of underemployed college graduates. So it's much more about how you go to college now than where you go or even if you go in some cases.
All right. So hit me. What does that mean? What is the difference between kids who are prepared and kids who are not once they get out? And I call them kids, but they're really, you know, 21, 22 years old. You say it's how they go to college. What does that mean?
So the biggest difference is that those students who take advantage, particularly of outside the classroom experiences, study abroad, project-based learning, undergraduate research, and the big one, internships. It helps develop those soft skills that employers over and over again say they want, problem solving, working in teams, and the big one, the ability to navigate the ambiguity of the day-to-day work.
Well, you know, it's actually a theme in this book. You talk a lot about resilience and grit, that idea of being able to figure out what to do when things go wrong.
And most students have a hard time doing that. You know, for the most part, education has been directed for them throughout their life. Think about the college classroom of today. It's very task-based, right? Take an exam, finish a paper, attend a club meeting, go to practice. And for the most part, the modern workforce is a mashup of activities, and most students don't know how to address that.
So what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to change that? What is the college of the future?
Well, for one thing, I think that we need to press pause and give some students more time. 400,000 students drop out of college every year, many of them freshmen. And now we have more millennials than any other age group in the United States. We have some college credit and no degree. And that's really worrisome for the future of the country and for the workforce. So I'm a big fan, for example, of giving some students time off after high school, gap years, for example. And when they actually do go to college, they're much more mature and they're much more focused and come out on time and actually spend even less money than they probably would have spent wandering.
You say that depending on how dedicated you want to be once you get out of college, it's not okay to be a camp counselor or a lifeguard, summer after sophomore year, like one of us in this conversation did.
Yes. I mean, this was the big aha moment for me in the book. The more internships you have, and if you scaffold them on top of one another, you're probably going to get a job offer out of them. In fact, most career counselors told me that employers now are coming to campuses not to recruit second semester seniors, but to recruit sophomores and juniors into their internship programs because they want to try out these students before they buy them after graduation.
Oh, man. That's a little harsh, right?
Yeah, I mean, basically, though, the employers don't trust the bachelor's degree to give them all the soft skills that they want.
Oof.
And we need to rethink what we mean by education after high school, including giving students more time to acquire that education.
This is none of my business, but do you have kids?
Yes.
College-age kids or close?
No, 6 and 4.
All right,
plenty
well, I got news for you, pal. It's coming down the pike, right? Nobody's immune from this.
No one's immune. And I already see the mistakes I'm making in terms of trying to teach them how to learn from failure. You know, I'm the first guy at the playground when they're coming down that slide and I see that they're not going to land in a good way. Then I'm the first one to catch them.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Jeff Salingo is the author most recently of There Is Life After College. Jeff, thanks very much.
It was great to be here. Thanks.